5 character entrances. Number 1, Anna Fang.
Whoa!
It was so cool. Probably funniest.
I remember when I was a kid, I was at Scouts camp.
Yeah.
And we had this old man that, this is going to sound bad, liked to hang around the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
But I'm sure at some point he had a son or kid in the troop or something. Yeah. I don't know. But we were around the table talking about best movie entrances. And, you know, he must have been like late 70s, maybe 80s.
Okay.
And he was just like, oh, the Third Man has the best character entrance. Which, like, yeah, Third Man kicks ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was a kid. I was probably like 13 or 14. And I was like, oh, freaking Jack Sparrow in The Pearl. In Curse of the Black Pearl.
I mean,
and I'm right. I was right. Yeah. But I think it's funny to be like with this child who's like, yeah, that's cool and whatever. But like, that sucks compared to Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, let's talk about films, kids.
I want to talk about movies. Yeah.
He didn't know about Anna Fang, though.
He didn't know about Anna Fang and Traction
got a
Britain.
Big laugh at us.
Yeah. Yeah. What a bad movie. Hey, everybody.
This is last podcast. We're going to talk about things like anime and video games.
I think maybe it's the last one. We don't know what Patrick's... We don't know when Patrick's going to be back. It's soon.
Yeah.
But he told us he couldn't do today because he had a bunch of dental work. So it's not even kid related at this point. He's just taking time away from us.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can do life stuff.
We expressed our fear that he might look completely different when we see him because we haven't seen him in a little bit.
What if he's also Filipino?
That I'm gonna have to quit. You can still shoot here, but I can't be in the content anymore.
Too baddie.
Yeah, that's like my thing. It's my thing that I have.
Your whole thing. It's definitely just that.
If there's two Filipinos, we are gonna have to eat balut.
All right, sick, cool.
Yeah, eat some bird fetuses. Still with the egg.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like an egg that still has the chick inside it.
That's not much debauched, though, right? Because you're not drowning a living creature.
No, it's just in there.
It's just in there. Yeah, okay,
it makes it a little crunchier, a little meatier.
Right, because the bones are like, it's like a soft shell crab.
Essentially, yeah.
Soft shell crab. That's good stuff.
I was watching a video of mantis shrimp punching a crab in the face last night.
Instagram?
Yes. Yeah. It just ends up in front of me sometimes.
Thank you, algorithm.
My algorithm. It's like, because of the stuff that... of our little group message. My algorithm has been thoroughly
debauched. Dude, when I got that bushmeat reel,
I haven't gotten any bushmeat
on my page, I was like, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
We can't keep doing this. I don't know. Instagram's a bad place.
Yeah. It's like, I don't really use any other social media, but I will still look at Instagram just because of our group messages and stuff. I'll post things.
Yeah, it's been rough because I've had to like be on there more because I'm promoting this Please Be Nice to Me live on April 4th at the Hudson Theater starting at 7 p.m. as part of the Joy Who Live Theater Festival.
Get your tickets, folks.
Get your freaking tickets.
We've got ours.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good show. Because of the way my brain works, I couldn't. There was like a wall in front of me when it came to planning the show. And now that we're less than a week out, my brain is like, now you may begin work.
Yes.
But I've had to do a lot of like promo shit and posting flyers and reposting and, you know, following and whatever.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I have to open Instagram. I have to do this thing for this show that I'm putting on. And then I get sucked in for 25 minutes and I'm just scrolling through just the worst dumb shit.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's really, really, really bad. it's I know this is not like a new opinion or novel in any way, but like it's really, really bad.
Right. I've been kind of like trying to take a little bit back for myself on there by like following like folks that do like sci-fi concept art.
Right.
For like Star Wars
which
and stuff.
Which is neat.
Yeah. It's like I want to see some cool drawings of spaceships in addition to just like weird grandpas.
I like that. But even that, when you follow someone, it'll start. This has happened to me where I follow someone and then I go back to the homepage and it'll start showing me posts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool. I'll like this. And it's from 2 years ago.
Oh.
It'll just start bringing up things that were popular on their page a while ago.
Right.
It happened with Brett from Little Brother.
Oh,
I followed
him,
and then I got something and I liked it because I was like, oh, that's cool.
It was some old post.
It was old. It was really old. Yeah.
That's when he pulls up like, what the hell?
I know.
Somebody going through my old shit?
Exactly. It's like, it's not made for people. But
Yeah. I've, I try to be really good about scrolling, especially with how fucked up everything is.
It's pretty
bad. And how upset everything makes me. But I keep going on like Reddit. And just like scrolling there. I'm like, I'm just doing the same thing here. I'm just scrolling.
But then
I see a bunch of marathon posts.
Yeah.
So I kind of stick around.
What I do is I just go to the marathon subreddit from the URL.
Yes.
What would you call that? Tab?
Yeah.
URL.
Sure, URL, whatever.
Text field?
Yeah.
The URL. The address bar.
Address bar. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There are people whining on there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like annoying.
In a Redditor way.
Yeah, it's not so bad, but yeah. The internet, we can't just have like a game that's good.
Yeah.
There's got to be some discourse and like there's stuff, you know, every time I see a thing that mentions Arc Raiders or Steam database numbers.
Yeah, or player retention.
Player retention, it makes zero sense to me.
Yeah.
Or like about how Cryo Archive is not accessible enough. Yeah,
something about casuals. It's like, Bungie made a streamer-only game.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing, that it's like, all this stuff is for streamers. I feel like they talk about community management, but they don't want to make a community. They want a community of streamers.
And yeah.
I was like, what does that
mean?
That's
something that came up with like a Destiny a
is
lot,
it just
too.
Steph Stefan?
Yeah, They came up with like Destiny raids and stuff, too, when they have like a day one raid, which is always like really hard. People are like, this is streamer only.
But then
a lot of the time, like a group of non-streamers would win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like...
I mean, it's like...
Like we like in Marathon Cryo Archive, it's like the hardest map. It's like a map with like some mechanics and like it's got hard enemies.
It's obtuse.
Yes, it's like it's the most intense marathon experience in the game. And like we tried it for the first time with Lawrence.
Yeah,
and we ran the timer out.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't, like, get wiped or anything. We made it all the way to the end. Didn't know how to leave.
No, I mean, we probably could have gotten a lot further.
Yeah,
you know,
we didn't
into
other
player starting
out,
areas. But, like, it's
lasted
really...
the entire game.
It was very exciting.
Yes.
We were like, oh, we can do this.
Let's just go in.
We have, like, we have just enough stuff to do this run, which I'm probably going to be doing some Rook runs today.
Yeah.
We
have that free kit, too.
Or at the very least, we can do some duos. I know, but I don't want to... I want to save that for when we have to, like, run it back.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the streamer stuff is crazy to me. I do wonder, it's tough to make friends.
Yes,
it's tough to keep friends and maintain connections.
Sometimes you don't want to just play with randos.
And I think maybe people are a little self-conscious about not being able to immediately wrangle people. Like for a day one raid or any raid stuff, like one, it's obtuse and it's impossible to do.
Yeah.
Two... I don't know, like if someone's like, I want to do that, but I don't have people to do this with me.
Yeah.
And also it's a harder sell because it's a $40 game, which is good. I think that's good that they've charged money for it because it means it'll probably stick around longer.
Yes, yeah.
But like, I don't know. I see some of this like bitterness about like, yeah, they're not making community for me. And it's like, hey, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
If you can't, you know, it's all right to feel kind of shitty because it's hard to like maintain friendships and find people that are interested in the same things you are.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
This like it's got like a, you can play and like you can do fills on Cryo Archive, which I'm sure has mixed results.
I'm sure. Can
like
you
with
rook?
Like with any map.
Can you rook on Cryo Archive?
No, it's because
no,
probably just because you can't
you
do anything.
You would get or you would get a bunch of loot.
Yeah, yeah.
And flood the game with it.
Yeah.
All right. We but probably the, can't just talk about marathon.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Go ahead.
It's so easy to just talk about
one more
it.
Thing. Say
one
more thing.
I don't know. I see the same thing though. Just like it's got some kind of annoying discourse around it. But then there's a lot of people who just enjoy it. Who like really like I didn't think there's people like us. A lot of people like us are like, I thought I would hate this.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. But I can't stop playing it.
It's an uphill battle for Bungie because even people that are plugged into the games industry and shooters and even Destiny are like, I have not really looked into this because I feel like it's not for me.
Yeah. It's getting a lot of like Bungie said like to wait to review it until Cryo Archive came out. And a lot of outlets actually did wait.
Yeah, I was confused by that.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have benefited them to have
some
maybe
early
they
reviews.
Didn't think it was good. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know it got like nines.
Yeah.
Like
it's getting
from
reviewed
all over
well,
the place.
And I hope that translates into people playing it.
Yeah, man,
I like playing it.
It's fucking good.
And I want to thrive.
I really like it.
Yeah. Lawrence is texting us like moments ago, like, I want to play more Marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, am I bothering you? No, dude.
No, we like
we
it.
We want to play it too.
Yes.
Yeah. There's like nothing like it. I keep having dreams about like basically playing an FPS.
Yeah. I hear the music.
Honestly,
in
it's
my
making
mind.
Me at some point want to switch not switch gears, but like to open up Battlefield 6 again. Now that I'm like playing shooters, I'm like, you know what?
A game that I might
enjoy more of.
Yeah, which I was really excited for.
Spent the fucking money on it.
I think we were both really excited for it.
Yeah, and then we just didn't.
We played a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I want Battlefield 1. I want old timey shit. Yeah,
I feel like we experienced most of what Battlefield 6 had to offer somehow in that short span of time.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see. I feel like I didn't dig deep enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
same.
Too many fucking video games.
There are. Like, I just, you know, we were talking about Spider-Man the other day because I've never played Spider-Man. So I installed that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's a good game.
Yeah. Like, I've got Marathon. I've got Screamer right now.
Yep.
But like, those are like smaller games.
Yeah. I've got Timberborn that I'm playing and I have a settlement. I just finished finally putting together like a satellite town, basically. That all they do is make bread.
It's a bread town.
It's 18 beavers that just make bread. They grow wheat, they mill it into grain.
Yeah.
They take that grain and they bake it, and then they export bread to the rest of the world map.
Oh, I didn't know you could have like little
burrows.
Burrows.
It's
like
tough
that.
Though, because like you have to make sure they're set up with the resources, because like say you've got a big town, like a central town,
yeah,
and then an auxiliary, smaller, like a borough, okay, a township. If big town, it starts to die because you've run out of resources or something.
Right.
Little town may not be producing its own water. It may not be producing its own food. And okay, so you literally have to have a district like trading post between them because the paths can't touch. And those have to be staffed by beavers. And so if one side is dead, they're not bringing any of the goods in for import. So then the little town, if they don't, you know, if they're reliant on them for medicine or food or water,
right,
and the big beaver town dies, then the suburb also dies.
Okay. So you got to get all the systems working together.
I made for a whole, I can stream it to you at some point, but like, I have it totally cut off. So when like the bad tide, which is basically like muck water comes through.
Yeah.
I have the water gate shut off and it stops water flow to what I called Great Britain.
Great Britain.
Yeah. And the big town the whole place is called Traction Philadelphia, but New Britain has like its own separate water supply, its own farms, its own houses.
All right.
And so they just export breads by hundreds of loaves.
That's awesome.
I'm building like a tower of storage just for bread.
Yeah. And the game is in its like 1.0 form now.
Yeah, it hit
right?
1.0. And so I'm relearning some stuff that they changed and added, but it's real good. But I sit down to play that and I'm like, what if I played Marathon instead?
Right. So I could just like, you know, it's easy to squeeze in Marathon.
It's crazy how fun it is alone.
Yeah. It's like a different game.
It is.
Kind of like a horror game.
Alien Isolation is what I hear the most. And like, yeah.
Because of the damn sound.
The idea of playing it without headphones is crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I also have Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Right,
I started it. I played maybe 25 minutes. But
okay,
I wanted to bring it up.
The second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome because like the first one was like basically like the video game equivalent of Pete Hegseth's white supremacy tattoo, because I think that's what it's from.
Right. All that like Deus Vault stuff.
Yeah. And like, I remember they were like, we're making like a real historic video game. It's not woke.
Right.
And everyone's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Then they made the second one and it's woke.
And it's woke.
It's woke. There's like a gay guy at some point. I remember, and it pushed off all the other losers. But I brought it up because I saw on Steam they had a like newsletter community post that's like 5 million copies sold. But then next to it says, there are 5 million Henrys in Bohemia.
Isn't the main character's name Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. That's a really funny way to put it up. There are 5 million Henrys.
5 million of the same guy.
5 million Henrys all must go.
Yeah. I do want to play that. Like, all I hear is that it's awesome.
Yeah. I want to get more into it. Like I said, I've barely played.
Right. And it seems like a massive game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can really sink time into.
Compared to like Skyrim and stuff, but it's no magic. It's all just
it's
historical
like
game.
Historical.
You know, 1400s.
The combat's kind of nuts.
Yeah, I barely scratched the surface.
Okay, I'm going to need more info on
that.
But
it seems like well acted and stuff.
That's cool.
The publisher, Krafton, they're like the Subnautica publisher. Do you hear about all that?
That's like another subreddit that ends up in front of me a lot is Subnautica.
I haven't seen any of that. I've just seen the coverage about the Krafton CEO.
Yeah.
asking like ChatGPT, like, how can I not pay these guys their bonus?
Even ChatGPT was like, this is illegal.
But if you were to do it, and then the records, of course, came out. He tried to get them not released, and then I think they were subpoenaed.
Yeah.
and then in court, they're basically like, so you asked computer how to commit a crime.
Yeah.
And then you did it step by step.
Yes. It's pretty crazy. I feel bad for like the developers.
I mean, I'm glad that they got back in there.
Yeah.
Although apparently it's one last fuck you before the guys were able to wrest control.
Oh, no.
The Crofton people or somebody like announced that early access was coming in May.
Oh, okay.
Which just, is not
yeah,
what
just
the
making
guys,
announcements. Yeah.
Apparently they had taken like, Crofton tried to countersue the devs
right.
that had been suing them.
Damn.
Because the devs, as collateral, took a hard drive with like proprietary data
oh, okay.
that was either necessary for the development of the game or at the very least like spoiler. I don't know what it was, but it was a hard
yeah.
drive of proprietary information from the game.
Okay.
And Crofton was like, you can't do that. That's illegal. You don't work for the company. You can't take it. And they were like, we're taking it literally as insurance.
Right. Right.
And the court was like, yeah, no, that's, we're not going to award
yeah.
that to you.
Dang. It's like such a mess.
Hey, listen.
For like what it's just.
They won out.
Yeah.
They won out.
Like good for them.
Yeah.
It sucks that they had to deal with that at all.
Yeah. Apparently just every publisher is evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. It's such a bummer. Cause like Subnautica is a great game. It's like, they just wanted to make a sequel.
I know. And the sequel looks great, you know, by all accounts.
Yeah. It's like, okay, let's introduce a bunch of like dumb bullshit that's not really related to game development. It's just like dumb legal stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And literally just to avoid paying them out. And it's
yeah.
like, this is like a highly anticipated game. Like,
it's like
this is like the closest thing to a sure bet.
Yeah.
In
it's
this
like
industry.
Not paying them out something that you like offered them.
Because yeah, if, and it was conditional. It was on if they hit this benchmark.
Yeah.
And they hit it. And the CEO is like,
oh, shoot. I don't want to pay that
I don't
money.
Pay them money?
Yeah.
That sucks.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would I do that?
Man, the games industry is rough right
Seems
now.
Seems like just a super gnarly place.
I mean, through my partner, I've come to know a lot more devs.
Yeah.
And it's
just bad.
The vibes are bad. The vibes are quite bad.
Yeah. I mean, like with the like Epic laying off
a thousand
people.
Yeah.
Insane.
A thousand.
Yeah. Like it's and like people that have been there for a long time too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the artist that made the original Fortnite characters. Just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Entire narrative team gone.
Yeah. Just to like was it Tim Sweeney said? It's like, oh, like now there's a bunch of like really hireable people out there.
We are going to have 1,000 highly qualified resumes
yeah.
move to the top of the pile.
It's good
I've
news.
Done you a favor.
We fired the best people.
I know. That's crazy. And then also it's
what
like,
a dickhead.
Tim, do you know what it's like out here?
Yeah.
Like people that previously were like working at studios for like 30 years now
yeah.
are applying for those same jobs.
So like the Five Guys, that's not video games, but the Five Guys CEO is like, yeah, I paid out like $1.5 million in bonuses so that I don't get shot.
Sure,
like,
whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
at least he's honest about
kind
it.
Kind of a crazy, I mean, yeah, good.
Yeah.
You it's know, like, fucking.
I hope that goes, that turns
his,
into some real money
name?
For folks.
Luigi.
Luigi.
Mangione,
yeah.
The
Mario's
Luigi
brother.
Effect.
Yes. It's a good like, fear.
Yeah.
Live in fear.
Pay us, bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah, or somebody's going to get you.
Give us money. Yeah. I loved when it was like all the healthcare CEOs were removing their about us, like bios from their page after that. It's like,
so
I'm
awesome.
Sorry, man. I can't. I don't have a lot of empathy for you.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about the Fortnite one, which like, I mean, like they had the formula. All they had to do was kind of like keep doing it.
Yeah.
And instead they're like, they said in the thing, they're like, this is not because of AI. And I'm like, I don't believe you. But like the crazy thing is, right. So with like gamers.
Right?
And I mean like capital G gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst of the worst. The
stinky.
Celebrated my first day of Hanukkah by getting me 3 PlayStation 5s. SO got
care
me.
Package.
Yeah, SO got
I got my
me,
Resident Evil care package.
Just,
which,
yeah.
like, good for the SOs for like putting effort into like just making a nice little gift.
SO got me $600 worth of Domino's and a flashlight for Requiem. For Requiem Day.
Yeah, because I'm not going to see them for a full week. But I've locked in this room.
Yeah, because I'm going into my dojo. But the thing is, like, for a long time, game companies have done everything possible to fuck the people that are making the games.
Yeah.
While maintaining the final product for the gamers, right?
The gamers.
And a lot of times it doesn't work with, like, releasing a broken game because, you know, they crunch the fuck out of people. But a lot of times you get Red Dead 2, you get The Last of Us 2, and you get these games where they've, like, really pushed people through hell and back, but then delivered this thing.
Yeah, that maybe is GTA, like, 6 will be like that. We'll see.
Delivered in a way that, like, the gamers are like, this is perfect. No, yeah. No, it's... When Fortnite laid off 1,000 people, they immediately took 3 game modes offline.
Oh, so they actually fired people and then took stuff out of the game.
Yeah, they cool. fired people that were probably responsible for making the game work. And granted, we've seen what that game looks like when you let it up. I don't know if those game modes were well-liked or anything.
It seemed like there was a lot in there. Yeah, my computer was really loud. Still,
I've never seen, like, we laid the people off and also now we have to do something that is visible and immediately apparent to the people that pay for this shit. Another takeaway is there is a skin from Peak in Fortnite.
Oh, okay.
You could play as the camper from Peak.
Yeah.
The skin costs 3 times as much as the game Peak.
Jesus.
Because it's like a $4 game, I think.
Yeah, damn.
So it's all fucked.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Yeah, it's, I don't know where the bottom is.
I'm sure it's further down. we haven't seen the worst of it
yet. Well, they'll probably have ice making Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. They'll just get some ice folks in there. Now that the TSA is sort of getting paid.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all complicated.
They blinked.
Yeah.
They keep damn blinking.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised, honestly. I'm like, oh, Democrats didn't fucking cave?
It's
very cool.
Yeah. It's crazy that last week we kind of ended up in a doom hole. So I don't want to do that this time.
Yeah.
But I do think it's interesting.
We sit on the
edge. Even just looking back at the first year and thinking that maybe the greatest liability within this administration was Kristi Noem. like, she might have single-handedly, because, like, any leverage they had built up after the general election and, like, you know, tariffs was probably a huge blunder to start off with.
Yeah, it's like...
But the, like, actual, like, lawmaking power that they traded away in Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's like, they... is crazy. Like, that DHS is still shut down.
Yep. The old DHS, they got that, like, all these folks involved. Cash Patel just getting his old, I think it was an old email of his hacked.
Yeah, all of the...
Like, this is the FBI director.
Yeah, and they, you know, prescient Iran hacking team got all that before he was in as the FBI director.
Yeah, I was watching the most recent Internet Today, and they were talking, they brought us up, like, because, like, we were looking for Cash's
resume,
and I guess Iran was watching Astro Goblin. And they got it for us.
I mean, listen, we love the Persian section of our demographics.
Yeah, thanks. I know you're all listening. Thank you.
We're really sorry.
Yes.
we're really fucking sorry.
It's
crazy that we did the OpenAI thing and talked about Cash's resume, and then a day, like, 2 days later, Sora shuts down and Cash's resume is released by this hacking team.
Maybe we wield more power than we realize.
Yeah, but all we do with it is kill Maggie Smith.
I know.
Oh,
we don't know how to control it.
That reminds me, did you see the trailer for the Harry Potter show?
I did.
It looks like ass.
It's so weird because, like, it looks the same. I guess how can it look different? It's just going to look like how things are described in the book.
But even, like, still, like,
it's pretty ugly.
It's pretty close to the movies.
Yeah, like, and seeing, like, King's Cross Station, I'm like, there it is. It's the same.
Well, I guess that is King's. That's a real place.
Yeah, it can't be different.
Yeah, but Hagrid.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It's weird. And seeing, like, the Polar Express, or not Polar Express, the Hogwarts Express pull up.
I talked to Tara about this after the trailer came out. I'm like, it's so odd because you've had, like, these faces of that franchise forever.
Right.
And I'm like, is it going to be like, they're just going to swap some new faces in there on, like, all their marketing and stuff?
It's just a refresh.
Yeah. It's for the same people that watched those movies when they came out. that are still like in the
it's for them Potter-mania. And then also people that are young and don't give a shit about Harry Potter,
right?
Because it was 20 years ago now. Yeah, 30 it's actually.
Like, I'm gonna watch a movie from 2001.
I know, it's like, why the fuck would I want to watch that when I could watch The Maze Runner, Scorch Trials.
Oh, Christopher Columbus discovered America and also made Harry Potter. So old.
Listen, I'm a hater, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Obviously, this could have been the best trailer, and I would have been like, damn, this show looks like shit.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It actually looks kind of bad.
Yeah.
And as AV Club rightfully pointed out, like, we're about to see how much weight the John Williams score actually carried. Because, like, there was, like, nothing to it in this.
Hans Zimmer, apparently?
Or they were saying it just sounded like Hans Zimmer, because it was the most, like, reboot ass music where it's like dum 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 dum, and it's like, okay, it's wizard school.
It's wizard
and it's
school.
Like, what are they gonna do more of? Like the house elf slavery stuff and nearly headless Nick's backstory?
Peeves.
Is that it? Yeah, it's all peeves.
It's like so much of this crap is just like, it's just up here.
Dude, I know. So much of my gray matter is dedicated to the thing about fucking Trelawney's prophecy.
Because like we were just that ripe age for it. That
and
it became like
it.
Insane. Yeah,
I loved
yeah.
it.
I remember like, playing Harry Potter Lego Creator deep into the night.
Yeah, but
computer
like,
could not handle it.
I mean, yeah, I played the shit, not the shit out of. I played a lot of and tried to play the GameCube Chamber of Secrets game, which is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really bad. But I played a lot of it.
Yep.
And like, you know, I read all the books, perfect age, you know.
Yeah.
For some reason, maybe was attracted to you know.
Like, I wonder
stories
if, like,
concerning, you know, outcasts becoming accepted by a group of chosen family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know.
The I wonder if, like, younger generations know how fucking nuts it was back then for, like, us as
it
young
was something
people.
Else, yeah.
And these books coming out.
Because I don't think there had been an
before
adaptation.
Before things got fucking horrible. And we knew all that we know now about J.K. Rowling.
She was so coy.
Even just, like, seeing her
first.
Name in the trailer, she's like, ugh.
I know. Even my dad, who's like, he loves Harry Potter and he like has always admired J.K. Rowling, eventually started hearing me out when I was like, no, listen, like she's responsible for some really, really nasty stuff.
Like full on evil bitch.
Yeah. She fucking sucks. Her brain is completely cooked.
Yes. All that black mold probably doesn't help.
And now they're like making this show and fucking John Lithgow, who I like John Lithgow a lot.
Yeah. I like Nick Frost, sure.
Nick Frost. But like they interviewed John Lithgow and he was like, people always are going to ask now for the rest of my life. However he's fucking talks. So he's like, I'm going to have to answer this question for the rest of my career about why I did this. But the truth is, he said something about being like, I'm in the business of empathy. And it was like, all right, but.
Yeah.
And then the article was like, she's going to make millions off of this. What business is that?
Yeah. She's going to make millions and probably be like really smug and horrible about it, as she usually is.
The thing is,
about
like
her success now.
Younger generations are like way more chill with trans people.
Yeah.
Like her, you know, turf shit, I think probably found purchase in a bunch of like weirdos that, you know, are like elder millennials or Gen X.
Yeah. Or people
and,
just
you know,
don't want to let
you're
it go.
Have people like that who are susceptible, but like, I don't know, man. Like, my brother is 25 and he was like the best, most receptive to my transition.
Yeah. And
he was
like,
and like my family is great. You know, my parents and my sister are also wonderful, but like also it took a little bit longer for them to sort of get their heads around it.
Right.
My brother, he was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And then he texted me, he's like, I have some questions. And I was like, sure. And we get on the phone. He's like, what does this mean? This. Okay. What is this? Okay.
Yeah.
And what should I this? Yeah. And he goes, okay, I think I got everything I need. And so,
got it all.
And like, so think of, you know, they're trying to like aim it at like young teens probably now. And it's
they're like, oh, this, that horrible lady made this show.
I mean, like, they're going to find out, like, did you know that J.K. Rowling, this person, like,
yeah, it's like
know,
all
man.
They know her for is that she's a insane, horrible transphobe.
I know.
It's
and
like
it's,
people like from our generation, like, had to like experience
the
shift.
And there's been like the weird mental split where like you and I talked about this few like last week where I'm like, read a book. It's fine. You can read a book.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it your identity.
What
you
was
don't
it
have
like ethically, how to ethically read Harry? Was that the
I
thing?
I saw an Instagram story about how to ethically consume Harry Potter.
Consume
and I,
Harry Potter.
I wanted to find, I wanted to jump off the Maze Bank Tower.
It's like, okay, you have to find like a scribe to write it on like parchment.
I know. It's like, listen, if you want to donate to the Trevor Project or trans lifeline or, you know, any number of causes, like, yeah, then yeah, that's good.
Those
you
are good
do
things
that
to do.
But
it's
also,
like, on their
like,
own.
You don't have to worry about like, you don't have to worry about it. Like, go to IndieBound.
Like, it's like saying Hail Marys.
I know. Exactly. It's like,
I need to do
my penance. It's like buying indulgences. How to ethically covet.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. It's on your shelf. Just yeah. like, do
also,
it, I
like,
guess.
Come on, homegirl. Like, these are the most famous books probably of the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Do you know how many were printed? Go to IndieBound, right?
Yeah.
That does not go into her pocket.
Yeah.
Right? Go to a book. Go to the used
library.
Bookstore. Go to the fucking library.
The library.
Steal it.
Yeah, it's easy.
Buy a Kindle or a Kobo.
You can probably go to
steal
any, like,
that fucking
Goodwill
shit.
And
yeah.
just like find Harry Potter
and you know
books.
What? Watch the movies. I don't give a shit. They're good. I like them. You know?
Alfonso Cuarón.
David Thewlis. Motherfucking Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
You know,
well, there's a lot of
people in
there.
You can learn all about
Emma
Neville
Thompson.
Longbottom and Nagili. And the fucking Portkeys and the motherfucking
Robert Pattinson.
It's French people.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
What's her name? Belle de la Cleur?
Yeah.
Belle
de la Cleur? Fleur de la
Cleur. Cho Chang. Fucking Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Cho Chang might have been an early side.
Yeah. But there were hella signs.
They're all there. They're all signs.
And the slavery elves
that
like
elves.
It. Dobby likes me. It's cool. Don't emancipate us. Don't forget to hit Dobby. This is what I'm saying. Like, you can read a book or watch a movie. Like, no one's gonna fucking come after
yeah.
you.
You're
not gonna get a Stonewall brick through your bay window. Like, we're not gonna chase you down.
That is funny though.
Yeah, that if it I were mean, to like, happen. It would be funny if there was like an Eddington style like trans hit squad that flies into your town.
Yeah, or like weapons
yeah.
or something.
Yes, yeah,
like trans people like running down the street after somebody who read Harry Potter without donating to the Trevor Project.
I know. Yeah, you know. There's a lot of, you know, obviously no ethical consumption under capitalism, yada, yada, yada.
This happened a lot with the Hogwarts Legacy, that video game.
Has there ever been a game more on sale?
I don't think so.
That one I don't have the same stance on.
Yeah.
This one is brand new. I'm like, play anything else. Play any other game.
It's just like that discourse, though, when that was coming out, fucking crazy.
It sucked, too, on the day it came out, seeing people play it. For me, like, it sucked. Yeah. Like, there's like a lot of, like, things that have to do with like companies doing things that are unethical, like, you know, it sucks.
Yeah,
but that was a really tough one. I was like, I hate seeing people glaze up this shit.
Yeah, that, but then also doing the thing where like, this is like, I'm going to like doing the mental gymnastics to like justify how they could play this while also trying to be an ally.
Which was, you know what,
it was,
that's another
pretty wild.
I do kind of still though have the same opinion that I'm like, if you want to play it, play the game.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You don't have to make like a giant like deal about it.
It looks kind of ass.
Yeah.
It's always $8. I've never seen a game go on sale that much. Never.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Man, I just got annoyed. And then like the music is just so nothing.
Oh.
And I'm like, what happens if these kids grow up and start speaking out against JK? Because it's one thing to have like Nick Frost and John Lithgow be willing to like take the paycheck.
Yeah.
But these kids, you know, they're going to grow up. And if the show is like half as popular as HBO wants it to be, they're going to start to be outspoken. Unless it's all Oops, Noah Schnapps, then they're probably going to have some opinions about trans people.
That's like.
And then is JK going to like come at them like she did at fucking Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah. Like, I thought about that too. It's like, these are like young kid actors.
Right.
And like, in this horrible nightmare social media age. And I'm like, I hope they are like well shielded.
I know.
From all that stuff.
I honestly would take pause if it's like, we want to cast your kid, your imaginary kid. We want to cast your kid to be Ron Weasley. And I would be like, because my partner's red haired.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think I want my kid anywhere near that.
Yeah. Or like, listen, egg actor from Knights of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yes.
That he chose the right bag.
Yeah.
The parents
Good
chose
bag.
The right bag.
Good bag.
Yes. No real problems there.
He's so cute.
Oh, I fucking love him.
Get upset.
Yeah. Did you watch the whole show?
Yeah. It was so fantastic. Good. It was fantastic. It's
delightful.
I have very little interest in House of the Dragon.
I was thinking about that.
And
like,
I haven't seen season two. I'll probably watch it at some point.
Yeah, season two has like some good like performances in it, but it's so fucking boring.
Ugh.
But like there's a lot of great like just arguing scenes.
Which I think is what I want from Game of Thrones sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like an action show, but yeah, Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is just like...
It's just like... So it's just the character is so likable. There's a huge cock,
big dick, big, like, and not where I was expecting it to come from.
Yeah, that's why it's so funny.
Yeah,
great prosthetic,
fantastic prosthetic.
But like, just those characters are so likable and it's so fun. But not, it's not like all full funny the whole time.
It's nice to have a show where you actually do want to root for the characters in it.
Yeah, and it's not like they're not like elite characters. It's like this guy's just like some dumpy dude who can't read and he's big.
Yeah.
His name's Dunk.
Sir Dunk.
Yeah. It's not even short for anything.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Ugh. I think about it all the time. It was just the coziest show.
I think his name is Duncan.
Yeah. Well, it's just Dunk. And they said, like, it has to be Duncan. Like, name has to be Duncan.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I looked that up, too, because I thought it was actually Dunk. It's like, no, he was just, like, since he was just some flea bottom kid, his name is just Dunk.
I read an interview with George R.R. Martin, because this... short story was not independently published. It was part of a collection of short stories.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, like, he was way behind, and his his agent was like, the publisher needs the story now, or you're not going to be included on it. And he was like, give me like four more days. And he like got it in like on like Christmas Eve or something. And it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and
I might like just rewatch it because it's like so quick.
I know.
But it was so dense.
It's really lovely. It's
I love
great.
Just like a character who is just like a magnet for like generally just it seems like good people.
Yeah, but I mean he's got a really satisfying journey.
Yeah,
and like it's like what if a knight actually acted like knights are supposed to?
Yeah,
but also he's kind of like this perfect nexus point.
Yeah.
For the like drama to surround itself around.
Yeah, and like just fun characters like the was it Raymond? That like Apple Boy.
I love the Apple Knight.
Yeah, he's just like so cool and so chill and always just there to help. Like, are you hungry?
Yeah, very gullible.
Yeah, like Lionel Baratheon.
Lionel Baratheon, when he like actually like consorts with him and is like, we'll be tight. We can be friends. Let's dance. Like,
yeah.
I like to have a good time.
That
you're
like
a really
hard
big
cut
guy.
From them dancing to them just like talking.
Heck yeah, almost head to head.
Dunk's like wearing the antler crown and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is a show right here.
Yeah.
This is a good show.
30-minute episodes.
30-minute episodes,
I love it.
But they could last as long as they need to.
I think I want it to stay at that. I want them short and sweet. It's so good. TV's back, man.
Yeah.
TVs were movies, but now it's back as TV.
A great looking show.
Yeah.
There's like so much like parts where I'm like, look how like colorful and beautiful this show is. And it's just so small.
Yeah.
But I didn't need to gush about a show that came out a couple months ago. Let me get some questions.
Some questions so we can go to Portis.
Yes. Go see our friend Patrick.
That's right. Eat some licorice.
Charlotte and I got shots so we could go see Patrick.
We did. We had to get vaccines to meet his daughter.
Yeah, yeah,
Did you like the meme I made?
Yes, yes.
I want to start exporting more JPEGs at lowest quality because that's what I did with that.
Oh, really?
I made it like 400. Okay. I made it, I think, 700 by 700 in the image. And then I exported it at the lowest JPEG setting. And like the effects on it are awesome.
It looks
so
properly.
I think we should start doing
scuffed.
That with comment shops.
Just like shittier ones. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But we'll I made a meme of getting a vaccine Facebook style, and I will never share it anywhere because it has a picture of his infant daughter on it.
Yep, yep.
So it was just for him.
It was good stuff, though. All right, Gustavo, you are put in charge of updating the prohibited items list for travelers going through TSA. What are you adding to the list? Let's see. Probably no toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Razors,
shaving cream, shampoo.
No belts, no clothes.
Belts. With no belts, probably because like they're making flying so much worse every year that they're worried everyone's going to start killing themselves on the flight.
Yeah.
You know, they give you paper shoelaces.
Yeah. I saw the like goof concept art of like the standing seats where you're just like pushed up against the seat in front of you.
I mean, yeah, I bet they wish they could.
It won't be long.
I don't think there's anything more disrespectful.
Nope.
What would I add to the ban list? Fuck.
Phones.
Phones. Yeah, everyone has to raw dog it, like Meatball Ron on his way to Tel Aviv.
Meatball Ron. I haven't thought about him in a while.
I would say, actually, you know what? Meatballs.
No,
just
meatballs?
To kind of get the conversation started.
It's just on the list.
There's like, always on every flight for every, like, what, 160 people, there's going to be one guy that's like, fuck!
God damn it!
Housing them in the security line.
Yeah, there's a trash can for meatballs. That's like, always empty.
Yeah, there's one sad meatball inside it.
You go through the metal detector, but it does detect meatballs.
Yeah, it's a meatball detector.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Adriana Buckwheat. I just finished Galactic Book Club again. Mm. Has anyone read the Thrawn trilogy post Galactic Book Club to clear their palate? I did. I think I read it before, actually.
I like this kit.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That Gundam, I don't remember. It was like D Gundam or something.
Sorry, I'm very distracted.
Some manga. But it's like a cool, like, kind of mechanical looking dude. I love the
backpack, yeah.
It's like cool legs, and it has like a shotgun
or something. It does. It has like a double barrel shotgun.
Yeah, but I love the shield.
The pistons are great. Sorry, I was just admiring. It's not often you turn around and see one Gundam.
We got to have a build day.
I keep forgetting. Dude, that Gelgoog.
That Gelgoog. Those legs,
right?
Does
yours have the, like, whip thing?
The wire? Yeah. I think it's just exactly the same, except for the colors.
So cool.
But I think I like the colors on the one you made more. Like, the really dark blue and the, like, green and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Mine's got red.
Yeah, man.
It's all right.
Mine has red shoes.
Yeah.
Anyway. What was the question?
Has anyone read the Thrawn trilogy post-Galactic Book Club to clear their palate?
Oh, at one point I'll have to read a good Star Wars book.
Yeah, those are probably the ones, is the Thrawn trilogy.
Okay. I'm reading that Star Trek book now,
yeah,
and it's not super well written.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I'm like having to kind of be okay with that to get my fix.
Yeah.
Which is like... not great.
There are a lot of Star Wars books like that too. Like, that are just like, this... It's just like sucks.
Sometimes you can just feel they're so excited to be writing these characters.
Yes.
That they're just like fanboying.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, like Heir to the Empire, the first like Thrawn book is really good. It's got some good sci-fi.
I've heard the Thrawn trilogy is kick ass.
Yeah. And like the characters are well written. It's fun. Like you said in the previous podcast, just like reading these characters and it's those characters. It's like, oh, this is just more of the thing I like.
And to get excited when I was like, motherfucking Kira Nerys. Oh shit, Ro Laren's back? Yeah. And Quark's horny for her?
Emma, gay soup or thought stew?
Oh, thought stew.
Yeah, that sounds hearty.
Yeah.
Hearty and nice. I'll go with that too. You can't spell a student identity without ass titty. When will it be revealed that Grogu is actually a full grown adult that's just into diaper play?
Thought pot. Yeah. Mm. Oh, full grown. He is a full grown adult by human standards.
Yeah, I guess so. He's old. Old man.
Does he wear a diaper?
I don't know. He's just got that little potato sack on.
We've never seen him grow poo.
We've never seen him grow poo. We've never seen him grow pee. He wears that little... He has like some armor now.
You know what? I've seen... Yeah, he's got a little plate.
Like a dish, yeah.
I like that. Patrick's right every time he mentions it. Is that Star Wars can be as craven and cynical and bad as it wants to be. I'm always going to like Grogu.
Grogu's good.
That's another thing about Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is like you see the main character go to the bathroom very quickly.
Oh, like immediately.
Yeah.
They do like a fake out, the Game of Thrones theme, and then he's like shooting poop out of his butt.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
When
it's
they
great.
Actually do the Game
it's,
of Thrones
it's great
theme,
to see
it's
like
good.
Anything with like characters going to the bathroom or doing toilet.
Yeah. Really just it brings them down to the lowest level. You're like, that's like me. I do that.
It's like watching Spider-Man ride the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Sam Raimi's.
Watching a character take a shit.
Yeah.
On
it's
screen.
Humanizing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a very human show. I do think about the tournament a lot, though.
That, sick.
Or not even the tournament, just like the trial.
That entrance.
Trial of the Seven.
Yeah.
And how fucking gnarly that whole episode is.
It's tough. It's tough. It's basically the entire thing is the beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, he's going to get out on the other side because I got to make a show. But I was just like, is he okay? Is he going to survive this TV show?
He's really not.
Yeah. I was like, Christ. He's so fucked up. Dodie OMG says, rats or mice?
Rats are mice.
Rats or mice.
I saw a rat, the bottom half of a rat today on my run.
Oh, no.
With its like intestines spilled out. That was pretty upsetting.
The top was just gone elsewhere?
I didn't linger.
I didn't think about it too much.
Yeah. So I am going to say rat, though.
Yeah.
Still say rat.
I love, like, seeing videos of people with their pet rats, and they're always, like, really cute.
I've had mice.
Yeah.
I've had mice infestations.
Oh, infestations.
Yeah.
I hear they're worse pets.
Probably, yeah.
I hear like rats are very clean and
nice.
I
get excited when I see a rat.
Yeah.
Because, you know, LA is not a city like most. You see a lot of roaches, but rats, it's not like New York City.
I've had like, I think like the heat has driven a couple roaches into my house.
Ugh.
And like, I hate them. And it's always like you walk in a room and just go, ugh.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything worse.
Yeah, like on my fucking nightstand. Oh! Like, I came to go to bed, I turned the light on my nightstand. I was like, ah! And then I went and got the vacuum.
We get termites sometimes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever dealt with a termite before.
They have this termite colonies, I want to say, have basically a... Oh.
Wow. Good Lord.
Mowing.
Yeah.
Basically, they send scouts out, I guess, to look for good wood. Good so like, wood. They just like these things for the live queen. For one day, long enough to just kind of leave en masse and find new places for them to expand.
Termite queens are fucking gnarly. Have you seen it? It looks like a finger. I think they're pretty. Yeah.
No,
they're sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Big fucking bellies.
Yeah. They're just I'm so into big. That. I say rats, though. Dodie OMG. Nukewarm, what's your guilty pleasure food?
Butter.
Yeah. That's Ziggy's guilty pleasure food, too. Like, he full on, like, just had some, like, just some sourdough and just put some butter on, just toasted some sourdough.
Yeah.
Just had a little piece of bread with butter. And I was trying to wash off the knife, and he, like, full on put his head under the faucet with water pouring out of it to try to lick the knife and just got his whole head soaked because he was so desperate to lick the butter. He didn't give a shit about water.
You
gotta
risk it all.
Yeah. He's got some thick fur, though, because he did not look wet. It just, like, went right off. It's very strange.
He's an animal.
He's an animal. I love him, though. My guilty pleasure food? I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I mean, standing up, watching a procedural TV show on my iPad and putting crackers and butter in my mouth. That's
it. Like, cheese and crackers, maybe. If I just have like some, I'm having a Wallace and Gromit.
Sure.
Yeah. David Jones, dweebs on the internet have argued that Palpatine formed the Empire because he had advanced knowledge of the Yuuzhan Vong invasion and wanted to defend the galaxy. What is the dumbest take on a piece of media you've ever heard?
Yeah, that's like manufactured consent.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that with Star Wars. It's like, I think I was talking to you about the Revenge of the Sith novelization and Palpatine's scream. And they try to justify a lot of stupid shit.
Discombobulates
in the movie.
Them.
Yeah. With like some writing. But dumbest take on a piece of media you've ever heard.
Oh man. Off the dome, I don't think I could.
I saw like in recent months, like the Andor subreddit used to be like cool. And in recent months, it's become more like it's like liking Andor is activism. If that makes any sense.
I've seen a bunch of that.
Yeah.
It's like
I'm watching this show to stick it to fascists. I'm like, it's a great show.
You're paying for Disney.
It's a really
Plus.
Good show.
Yeah.
But it's a Disney show.
Right. And it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's operating probably at the heights of what's possible in terms of commentary and
it's
inside
a masterpiece.
That box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's based on like, you know, historical stuff. It's like Tony Gilroy wasn't like writing about like modern day politics. It just happens to line
it's just,
up.
It rhymes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
With poetry, it rhymes.
I think watching Andor is less activism than posting a black square.
Yes. Yeah. And like, by all means, watch Andor because it fucking rocks.
Yeah,
and the politics in it are great and poignant.
Sometimes it bothers me when people do like, I guess it's shipping, but about any two close characters of the same sex and be like, why don't they just kiss? Or like, I was waiting for them to like hook up. And like, it's like, listen, I'm gay. I love seeing gay people.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's just not the vibe. And like,
you don't want to kiss all of them?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I don't want them all to kiss. Like I don't need them all to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, and like there are on-screen relationships or friendships and otherwise things that I'm like, oh, those are homosexuals.
Yeah, there's just like that assumption that people make that like having gay characters is something makes it inherently romantic.
Yeah, or that like having like people that are close friends be on screen together and it's like, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. It's like
honestly anything to that effect of not even just like gay relationships, like seeing like Stabler and Benson on SVU, and it's like, oh, I want them to like hook up. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Are you kidding me?
They're close.
Do you have any idea what that would do to Stabler's marriage?
See, people, just I don't know. Just watch the stuff. Let the characters breathe on their own. Danxious, what's your weapon of choice for a duel?
Oh, the Fatboy Slim song weapon of choice.
Oh, they won't be ready for that. Yeah. I would choose the Hawk David.
The Hawk Tua?
The Hawk Tua David. No, it's in Dark Tower. Your answer is actually very Dark Tower.
Was it?
Yeah, because when all the gunslingers have to challenge their the guy who trained them, this horrible man named Court. And it's like, oh, choose your weapon. And the gunslinger, Roland, chooses the hawk that he trained as the weapon. He's like an old, battered hawk who's just loyal. But he's like, I choose the hawk. And the guy's like, oh, what? All right. And the hawk helps him win.
That's sick. I mean, I'm probably realistically choosing Terminus X. Yes.
So you come in there with weapon of choice. They're like, what am I supposed to do against that? But then they're not ready for it.
Then I hit them with, you could go with this, or you could go with that. Yeah. And they're like,
and they go blind. Kevin Calamity, give us a poop story, loves. I got one. When I did cross country, I had a race in Griffith Park. And the pre-race poops are the worst because it's just nerves most of the time. But, you know, there's a lot of hills at Griffith Park. So I'm like, I got to make sure the tanks are empty.
Shit rolls downhill.
Yeah. So I was like in the bathroom and like I was just sitting and I looked up and like a huge spider was just lowering itself down towards me. And I was there just blowing on it to try to make it swing away. And there's like no doors on these stalls either. So I was just blowing a spider out into the middle of this empty bathroom. I was just like, I got too much going on right now. I have to go run.
That sucks. I have a memory, like a very, very early childhood memory of being at a YMCA like summer camp for the day and swimming in the pool. And all I remember is being in the bathroom after and pulling down my bathing suit and seeing a piece of poop just in the netting. And I don't remember pooping, and it was like perfectly solid. And I just kind of was like, I honestly, dude, like I might have been six or seven. Like, it's like, it is an old memory.
Yeah. I mean, I have like a vivid memory of like preschool. Where I remember being up on like a jungle gym thing and watching just like a stream of piss. Like come out of my pant leg. It's like it's just one of those memories that's just buried, but it's always just like readily available to view.
Yeah, it's.
I just remember pissing myself.
I read somewhere once that when you remember something, you're actually remembering the memory, and so it can only degrade.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the case with this poop. I think I'm remembering that moment. That's like a canon event. You just pull down your trunks and you look down. There's just a turd.
That's fucking awesome. Kevin Glamby, you got a good answer from... You got some honest answers out of the both of us.
That's probably not the worst one.
No. Oh, God. Rory Vespasian, which would you rather have, an elephant trunk or a kangaroo pouch?
Yeah.
Really, the pouch, you put stuff in it.
Yeah, but it's got that weird, like, mucusy, like it's connected to the inside, right?
It's all pink and stuff in there, yeah. It's like if your belly button was extended, I guess, and it was just a big old hole.
Yeah, I guess I would put stuff in it still, though.
Yeah. I feel like the trunk would be ungainly.
But you could grab stuff.
You could grab stuff.
You could drink water from anywhere in the room without turning your head.
You, like, get coffee, and you just... Yeah. You look fucking ridiculous,
I watched somebody give their dog water in a paper cup yesterday, and the dog basically stuck her nose in and just went... It sucked up all the water into her face.
Barry did that the other day. Like, I had like a shallow glass of water.
Right.
But he stuck his whole face in there.
Of course.
It was just the perfect size to cram it all the way to the bottom and lap up my water. Naughty boy. All right. Oh, good day, goblins. Oh, person down under. I'm about to finish up with night shift. Any tips or tricks to stay up for 29 hours?
Jacob?
29 hours.
You're better at staying up than I am.
Yeah, do a Destiny raid. Mm-hmm. That was like the longest stream I ever did. It was a 21-hour Destiny day one raid stream.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I never did that again.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, do that. Do a day one Destiny raid. You'll be up. You'll be up and you'll be ready.
Best answer I've heard.
Yeah. I was streaming too, and people are like, all right, I'm going to bed. And they came back. Like, oh, you're still going, huh?
Oh no. I would drive me to insanity.
Yeah. We got it done though. Meat Bear, give me your best Z tier X-Men. I've got average person is average at absolutely everything, including flying and piloting spaceships and walking and stuff. That's from Meat Bear. Best Z tier X-Men. Really, a mutant that can make a poop and nobody finds it until they look in their trunks.
That's really, really good. I'm thinking Magneto for candy.
Magneto? Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Not Z-tier, though, because then you could just bring all the candy to you. Yeah. But then it would include gum on the street.
Oh, you can't.
I was
going to
say Magneto for pasta. But then I had the idea of them like wielding, like, you know, basically like deciding whether crops live or die, because it would probably extend to grain once the comics sort of go on and they become sort of an aggro god.
It's kind of hard to come up with a
Z-tier
god,
one, not like, aggro.
Or you can find useful ways to use all these powers.
Yeah, even
pasta
if like
powers.
The power is like guy that sucks.
Yeah,
there could be a satisfying arc in there.
Yeah,
even Animal Man's cool in the Grant Morrison run.
Yeah,
well, maybe not cool. He does use a pistol shrimp's power, though, and basically knocks out the eardrums of an entire room of fishermen.
That's awesome.
He just walks in and just goes, boom!
A pistol shrimp's
power. Yeah, they're
power.
All on the ground. They're like, fuck.
So cool. And it's Hinata Miyazaki, turn my toilet into a poison swamp. Which of your non-goblin funhouse coworkers was the funniest? And which would you take out, back, and put down like a dog? Who's the funniest and who would you kill?
What if they're the same answer?
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody was real funny.
Can't say Aster Goblin.
The funniest is probably Techno Destructo.
Yeah.
And then... sorry, James.
Sorry, James. We just think because you could live without your brain stem.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll make it through. He's strong.
He's so strong.
Yeah.
I mean, James is so funny. Elise is like one of the funniest people.
Yeah, everybody just makes me damn laugh. Yeah, Justin.
Don, actually. Don might have been the funniest.
Yeah. And he never wanted to like be in anything.
No,
when
that's
he was,
what was crazy
he was
about.
So fucking funny. Michael Transactions.
Unbelievable.
Steve R asks, what's the sweatiest you've ever been?
Whoa.
It was probably when I was helping set up for Tara's sister's bridal shower. And it was like the day after a storm in Central California. And then the day after was just like insanely humid. And I was setting up this like charcuterie board and stuff. We were just in this like back patio area of this like restaurant. And it was so humid. And I was wearing like a nice shirt and stuff. I had to keep running
sweat
to the bathroom
right
to like dab the sweat off
of me.
Oh my God.
Because
I didn't want to like drip on any of the charcuterie stuff.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
A little bit of salt though. Never hurt anyone.
Like, yeah. Not so bad. If it landed on the meat, it was fine. But I was just like, this is too much. I'm just dripping.
I did a run a few months ago and my girlfriend had this like sunscreen, like mineral sunscreen that's supposed to like block, it's waterproof. It was waterproof sunscreen, but I put it on my face, but because it was waterproof sunscreen, the perspiration couldn't get out past it.
Oh.
And so it was actually like,
oh no,
I sweat through my hair and head more. Like
yeah.
It had
oh,
to come out everywhere else. But normally like I would sweat on my face and forehead and stuff, but I was just completely red in the face, tomato weight, because I was just like, couldn't get the
heat
off
just
my face.
On
and so,
your head.
So it was like, literally I could feel the sweat droplets coming down on past my face from my head and hair. It was really disorienting. I don't think it's meant to be worked out in.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was bad.
Gandalf's Big Naturals. Who or what would be on the Astro Goblin Challenge coin? I think on the one side you'd have Jedi Master Udbanar.
Yeah.
He's a tree man.
Sure, of course, yeah. I think we'd probably find like some Latin poorly translated from Throw the Discus or something.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like Pretzi Coin or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no Punisher logos, like old cash.
Old cash.
Old Keystone cash. I'm just Wiggles. This podcast has helped me connect a lot with my sister, who is recently getting heavily into Gundam.
No shit.
She likes the Zaku Gundams and G-Cucks. My question is, how was your own podcast helped you? How has your own podcast helped you?
We got invited to a Patreon podcaster dinner.
Oh, yeah. Is that like next week?
It's in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah. That was an interesting email to get. That's how it helped us. We're going to get some pizza.
Sometimes you see, like, when you try to explain what we do more broadly, it kind of just like shorts out in someone's head and they're like, right, podcast. My therapist is like that. I've tried to explain multiple times that it's a YouTube channel and we make all this stuff. And each session they're like, so how is the podcast going?
Like one of Tara's bridesmaids, Danica, like she like asked me last time I saw her, she's like, how's the podcast?
The podcast is fine. Yes, that's what they mean.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense to normal people.
Yes, and I'm like, oh, it's good.
Danica, semi-pro pickleball player.
Yes, crazy. All about that pickleball.
I don't know. I get to hang out and talk with my friends.
Yeah, that's helpful. That's
like low-key one of the best parts of Astro Goblin.
We're just hanging out. Yeah, because we spend such a giant chunk of the day together.
We get to stay in touch and hang out and constantly talk.
Yes. I mean, of everybody, I've definitely been around you and Patrick.
I don't think I'm as comfortable around anyone.
Oh, no. And it's gnarly. It gets gnarly. Like,
yeah.
We're talking about stupid. Our poops.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, like, I'm comfortable around my family and, you know, my girlfriend, but like, I also feel shame around them if I like do something or say something that's kind of like weird or I disappoint them.
Yeah.
But with you guys, I am not concerned about that.
Nope. You're just nasty little
no
creatures.
Filter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how our podcast has helped us.
Uh-huh. It's just made us worse.
More insular.
Yeah. Prof Mikowski says, oh no, a tech CEO is running out of ways to gaslight his investors into giving him more money. Any ideas? So we need to help them gaslight the investors to get more money. So AI might not be panning out.
Okay, there's rebrands.
A new logo.
New logo,
yeah.
Celebrity endorsement.
Yeah, Howie.
Get Howie. There's your answer.
They haven't tried that.
Have you tried Howie?
Yeah, tech CEO. Give this a shot. It'll help your business big time. That's what Epic should have done.
Seriously, yeah. In like quick succession, they raised the price of V-Bucks and offered nothing in exchange. And the actual thing they said was to help us pay the bills. Then
like
they announced that they were bringing The Rock back in Fortnite.
Okay, that's
then
cool.
They laid off 1,000 people.
Is it The Rock from Moana with that horrible wig and no nipples? I didn't even notice his nipples were missing.
I think they're just the same color as the tattoos.
You think so? I was looking pretty close.
He should have had really pink nipples.
Yeah,
raw, like post-marathon nipples.
Oh, like they've been rubbing too much.
Yeah.
They didn't put any chafed. Like ointment on them.
No Band-Aids.
Yeah. Haste says, now that cancel culture got to pennies, what objects should I throw off of tall buildings?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Crabs.
Yeah, crabs is good.
Sand crabs.
Yeah, those won't hurt so much. Sand crabs are little. You ever gone to the beach during like peak sand crab season?
Yeah.
And,
you just scoop.
You start walking in the water and you feel like thousands of crabs under your feet.
It's crazy.
I feel bad because I'm probably like squishing some of them.
It's nature.
But like as a prank once, my older cousin, I remember we were at the beach and I get sand crabs and I like, she was just sunbathing and I put one on her belly button and start going fucking nuts. She's like, blah!
It's upsetting.
They just skitter. They're funny little creatures.
They move about,
but
they're
just skitter.
Bugs, right?
Yeah. They're just like little skittering bugs.
I know
bugs.
They're crustacean, but
yeah,
they're bugs.
They're harmless, but they are upsetting. All right, Iris, any ethically dubious April Fool's jokes planned for next year now that I've read the date this airs? Okay, so this will be for next year's April Fool's.
Oh, this airs on the 2nd?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe celebrate Rooster Teeth's anniversary.
Yeah.
That's a good prank. That was the thing, right? It's like, no April Fool's.
Discouraged April Fool's jokes because you're supposed to, you know, take the birth date seriously.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd say celebrate another happy Rooster Teeth anniversary.
Is the Astro Goblin anniversary May 11th?
Is it? I don't know.
Something like
that. Is it May for sure?
Let's just make it April 1st.
Just change it. Yeah. It's April 1st.
It's a good joke. Theft. Burglary is like something? A good one. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's a good prank.
Yeah. Take like a statuette off of someone's fountain.
Yeah. Like, be suspicious on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep hiding in an airport.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time in the bathroom. They're going to think you're like a cocaine mule or something.
Yeah.
That's a good prank.
Go to Olive Garden.
There you go.
As a prank.
Yeah, get like some breadsticks and pasta as a prank.
It's a prank?
Yeah. Cheesy, is this podcast generational? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'd say it is.
The podcast here is generational.
It is generational, Cheesy.
Where is the podcast? Is it generational?
I assure you, it would be quite generational.
Lebos with the final question. My dad has been on a kick of reading trans writers after Stag Dance, Jan Morris, Dean Spade, even taking my Chelsea Manning memoir. What should I read to keep pace with him?
Oh, shit. All right, damn. Your dad's... That's hella woke.
Taking off,
that's
yeah.
crazy. I gotta look at that comment. I think I don't know all those names.
Yeah, it's the last question on the...
Casey Plett.
Yeah, Casey Plett.
Casey Plett.
Casey Plett. There you go, Lebo.
She's great. Yeah. Canadian. So beware.
Yeah. Just something to keep in
mind. Something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
She's Canadian.
Don't forget that when you're reading it.
Yeah. And then also listen to, oh, fuck. What's her name?
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh. Check this out.
What's that? Whoa.
Sorry, I just got a cool text. A cool text.
It's a secret. You won't know what it is.
Forget the text. Oh, Ezra Furman, I think is her name.
Ezra Furman.
She's not a novelist or writer, but yeah. makes amazing music.
And what was the other name you said?
Casey Plett.
Casey Plett.
P-L-E-T-T. Casey Plett. Casey Plett.
There we go.
Plett.
And that is all the questions. Folks, yeah. Maybe we'll have some Patrick next
maybe
week.
We'll
see.
Patrick back next week. If we don't, maybe we'll watch another bad movie and
that's
podcast
a great
about
idea.
That.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we would do.
Yeah, I did. I watched War Machine.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, and there's some pretty cool action sequences in it.
I heard it's not bad.
Yeah, there is some, like, just the Army Ranger glazing is pretty insane.
It ends with that too, right?
Yes. It like any scene where it's them like just doing using their equipment or going across a rope, it looks like a recruitment video, that you see on Reddit or something.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is an Army Ranger?
I don't really know.
Like, does that mean you're in, like, AP Army?
I guess so.
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, we are Army? It's one of those things where I'm like, it's like the same part of my brain that when I watch Top Gun, I'm like, they're in the Navy. Why are they flying planes? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. We have an Air Force.
Right. The
seems like also, a technicality.
Alan Richardson looks ridiculous with a helmet on.
Oh my gosh.
He's
yeah,
so big. Like, there's all these other soldiers around him, and he's like a foot taller than most of them, and he's got this
his
helmet.
His head
on.
Is a helmet.
Yeah, so it looks really funny when he's wearing like a little hat because he's just, there's so much of him already there.
Sure, whatever.
I put a little clip of it in the Hitman video today, but
I'll have to watch it.
Dennis Quaid is.
Oh boy, yeah.
Terrible.
I bet he sucks.
It's a clip where he's saying, just like, they're launching a full scale invasion. And it's like, it's the worst take.
That's a guy that you want to see retire.
Right.
He's had good movies,
yeah.
good films, you know?
Or just like use him like the substance used him.
Yeah. That's like a disgusting old man.
Just nasty.
Pretty girl should always smile.
Just stuffing his face with shrimp.
That was great. That's one of those things like, you know, we gotta, some of these guys, we have to be like, listen, we're gonna look at the scripts that you're thinking about taking and we'll decide whether it's something we
yeah.
should try you out for.
Yeah. It's like John Voight in Megalopolis. It's like, there you go. You found a little
yeah,
vehicle for him.
There you go.
All right, folks. Bye.
We love you.